Please remain seated following chapel. We pray. Holy Spirit, open our ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to embrace everything that you say. For Jesus' sake, amen. Have you ever suffered from Chicken Little syndrome? That's when you believe that something is going to happen, and you run around and tell everybody that this is going to happen, and then it doesn't happen, and you're left with shame. You walk away with your hands in your pockets and your head hanging low. You were baptized, water was poured, words were spoken, and the world laughs at you. Even many church people laugh at the idea that baptism does something. Most who call themselves Christian believe that baptism is something you do, not something that God does. So people are laughing at you, trying to put you to shame. But thus says the Lord, I am in the midst of you. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. Joel chapter 2. And if you grew up in small churches, you went to services and Sunday school week after week, little churches, you went there passing by these big churches, the big false churches, look at your little church and laugh. The world mocks at your church as being insignificant. But the Lord says, I am in the midst of you. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. You shall never be put to shame. You belong to a small church body, the CLC, and this is at a time when one church body after another are joining together to become huge church bodies, bigger and bigger, and they laugh at your little CLC trying to put you to shame. But the Lord says, I am in the midst of you. I am the Lord, your God, and there is no other. You shall never be put to shame. You attend a little school in Eau Claire. Many of you travel miles and miles to get here, far away from family and friends. You spend a lot of money. Why do you do this? When you can get a free education in your own hometown. And so the world looks at you and laughs. But the Lord says, I am in the midst of you. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. You shall never be put to shame. You rest your faith on the forgiveness earned by a seemingly insignificant and helpless man hanging upon a cross. Now, this seems to you to be correct because the Holy Spirit has revealed this to you as the everlasting truth. However, the vast majority of religious people in the world believe that they can earn their own salvation. As for non-religious people, they think that there is no God, no sin, no heaven, no hell. And so the majority laughs at you. But the Lord says, I am in the midst of you. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. You shall never be put to shame. Soon you'll be leaving this school, and you'll go out to find your place in the world. When you do this, many of you are going to feel alone, like strangers in a foreign land. Here you are surrounded by like-minded friends and teachers, but out there, there is opposition, and it is great and becoming worse. The enemies of your soul are many, and your friends are few. Your struggle to remain steadfast in God's word is going to be hard. But don't be ashamed, because the Lord says, I am in the midst of you. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. You shall never be put to shame. And now, as you prepare to leave this school, I ask you to join with me in the responsive reading, which is printed out for you. It's based on Psalm 31. The males will read the part marked M, the females the lines beginning with F. We begin. In you, O Jesus, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. To your hand I commit my spirit.
You have redeemed me, O Jesus, God of truth.
My strength fails because of my guilt,
and my bones waste away.
But as for me, I trust in you, Lord Jesus.
I say, you are my God.
My times are in your hand. Deliver me from those who want to shame me,
and from those who persecute.
Make your face shine upon your servant.
Save me in your steadfast love.
Do not let me be ashamed, O Jesus.
For I call upon you.
Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you.
Which you have prepared for those who trust in you, in the presence of the sons of men.
Blessed be the Lord.
For he has wondrously shown his steadfast love to me.
O love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. You will never be put to shame. We close with the singing of the hymn printed on the opposite side of your sheet, based on the tune, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less.
Son and Holy Spirit.